And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. I hope you're having a great day out there. Today, we're going to work on your financial freedom, just like I said. But understand, getting to financial freedom does not happen overnight. In fact, it's much like a journey, right? For some, it could be longer. For some, it could be much, much shorter. And for each, the destination may have a little bit of a different look. You know, we talk about what getting to financial freedom means. And if you don't know what that means, I'll tell you here in just a minute what that looks like for us as real estate investors. But your destination may have a slightly different look. And I will tell you, everybody does start at a different place, especially in terms of financial position. That drives a lot of what you're able to do. That makes the journey longer or shorter. So we're going to talk today about that journey. Now, speaking of journey, you know, if you've been catching the radio show on air or maybe listening in to the podcasts over the past few weeks, you know that my son and I set out. Ooh, it's been a while now. I think we're about 40, 45 days into our trip now. We left Texas back in early August. And I'll tell you, it's a lot cooler where I am. I'm going to pause for a minute. I'm going to point the mic. I've got my door open here. I'm about 20 feet from the river. Can you hear this? Here's some birds. I don't know if you get the birds, but the river's just going to be moving by in the background on its own journey, right? So we've been on a journey for a while. That's the Kaweah River, by the way. We're in Three Rivers, California, just about a mile, 2.5 miles, I think, 3 miles outside of Sequoia National Park. And I'll tell you, we've been on the road for a while, and it's been an experience, but just the past couple of weeks have been, for me, mind-blowing. We've been wandering among trees that stand hundreds of feet tall, the tallest, the largest things on earth, thousands of years old. And I'll tell you that to meander among these giants is, it's awesome. It's awesome, it's humbling, and it makes you respect the journey that you've been on. In fact, if you caught my show from August 8th, if you go out to the website lifestylesunlimited.com, you can find that there. I mentioned that the entire trip was inspired, by a postcard that a neighbor sent my son just a couple of years ago. And I didn't tell you where that postcard originated. Well, it was sent from Sequoia National Park. And on that postcard, it showed this giant tree. In fact, that was the General Sherman tree. And that inspired my son, and that inspired the trip. And I'll tell you, what a great trip it has been. It's far from over. Now, could we have just simply caught a plane, flown out to Visalia, the next biggest town down the road here, got a rental car, drove up, seen the General Sherman tree, gone back home? Of course we could, right? We could have shortened that. But we chose to make this a long trek. We chose to make it a journey. And that's the thing. It's been tremendous. It's tremendous. Sequoia National Park and that tree, the General Sherman tree, that was the destination. But everything in between, the journey is really what's important, at least for my son and me. And my wife, she did join us a few weeks ago. She flew out. We picked her up in outside of Los Angeles. And you know, there's a quote, I believe it's attributed to Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, life is a journey, not a destination. Now, the destination, right, it gives you somewhere to go. But it's the journey, it's that trip itself that brings experience. It brings growth as a person. And maybe a greater connection to your community, to your tribe, if you're traveling, right, in tandem with others. And to take this back to real estate, I'll tell you that the same is absolutely true as a real estate investor. The destination for us is financial freedom, right? That's a kind of a nebulous thing. We'll define that here in a minute, but it becomes a journey. And I don't mean a journey in trials and tribulations, Lord of the Rings, right? The fellowship falls apart and this and that happens. It's a journey in a good sense, because you can see personal growth in addition to that financial growth. So just to bridge the gap here, I want to tell you just something I've been thinking about, the components of a successful journey. And this will apply to you as the real estate investor or future real estate investor, as well as it applied to us on our trip. So we're going to explore these ideas with respect to your real estate investing journey on your way to your destination, which is financial freedom. So destination, right? That's the question. Where are you going? What does financial freedom look like for you. We'll talk about that here in a minute. So destination, certainly important. Modality, right? For me, traveling, we're pulling a travel trailer, a bumper pole behind my truck. Well, how are you going to get there, right? As a real estate investor, there are a lot of things out there. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we focus on two. We focus on residential real estate, and that means single-family houses and things that are like single-family. That's a duplex, triplex, quad, small multifamily in essence. So single-family and apartments. Those are our two modalities. That's how we get where we're going, which is financial freedom. But you also need to have a good map, right? The roadmap. What do you know about the trip and the stops that are going to be along that route? All the details. Very important. Very important. We could not have gotten here had we just gotten in the truck and driven north or driven east. We had to come from Dallas west. We had to know where we're going and what was along the way. But what about your financial freedom? That's your destination as a real estate investor. And if you don't know what that means, or you may have a different idea of what financial freedom could mean. A lot of people picture retirement, right? You get to retirement, and retirement for many Americans is having a big pile of cash, right? Typically in a 401k or an IRA, some sort of glorified savings account. And you hope you have enough money saved up to where you can retire and live out your days doing what I've met a lot of people here at the RV park that are retired, older, much older. And that's what they do now. They cruise around. They've built up that nest egg and they're slowly whittling away at it. It's dwindling. It's dwindling. What are they going to do when they've gone a little bit too far and they've run out of money? Right? That could be a problem. We don't view financial freedom as a pile of cash. It's not a mound of gold. Right, for us, financial freedom is when we have enough cash flow, enough income that comes in consistently and passively. And this is important. It comes in passively, no matter what you're doing, no matter whether you're cruising up Highway 1 along the coast of California to go see the Redwoods way up north, we did that, or coming down the interior along the sundry national parks like Yosemite or Kings Canyon or Sequoia. Passive income comes in no matter what you're doing. So how do you create that? Well, we're going to talk about the modality here in a minute, but I want you to get this concept. Think about what your monthly household expenses are. Round number, $4,000, $8,000, maybe it's $12,000. If you don't know that number, take some time, sit down, and figure out what you spend every month as a household. Be sure to account for those big one-off things like insurance payments. If you pay your car insurance all at once, bam, factor that in. Maybe average that out over 12 months so you have an even flow. When you get that number, what you want to do is target that number. Your destination is to create enough passive income so that you have as much passive income coming in every month as you have going out in household expenses. When you get there, you are financially free. Now, I've met a lot of investors that have achieved that status. And they continue to work. They like what they do. I've met a lot of investors that achieve that status and have hated what they're doing or just got bored. I got to the point where I was bored. I worked for quite a while after we had attained financial freedom because it was good income. Income from the rental houses, income from the real estate, as well as the W-2, the earned income. Great. That's a great place to be. But I got bored. I wanted to do more of what I'm doing here now. I just checked my calendar. We're about 6 weeks into this trip. I wanted to do more of this. So I gave my notice. I left. And I could do that because I had met my financial obligations by way of passive income. In fact, we'd gone a step farther and we had exceeded my job income. My wife had quit years before. Again, thanks to real estate. Some people get there faster. Some people get there slower. Some people decide to keep going in that job, and that is perfectly okay. You can do that. But we get there by way of passive income. So what I did is I bought a house. That house cash flowed. Was that enough to retire on? Absolutely not. But I went out and bought another. Then we went out and bought a third one and a fourth, 10, 15. It was right about house number 16 for us that we got me out of the job, right? And we kept growing. So that's your destination, is financial freedom, so that you've met or exceeded your household expenses, your job, income, other things you need to plan for the future, right? Think, if you're going to travel a lot, bake that into your cake. You need to add some income to cover things like that because you're going to experience a different lifestyle now. You can do things you couldn't do before because you now own your time. We call that real estate retired. You've retired thanks to real estate, thanks to passive income. But how? Now, I mentioned we did that through single family. Now, so we're going to talk about modality, right? With your journey, there's a destination, right? You're going somewhere. And that destination may change, by the way. As you grow, as you experience more as an investor, as your expectations of the world and things change, as you learn more, that destination may move forward in terms of financial freedom. Maybe I want to invest in apartments rather than houses. We'll get there. Let's talk about that. In fact, modality. So for us, when we're on the road, it's my truck pulling the travel trailer. That's our modality in our journeys around the United States. As real estate investors at Lifestyles Unlimited, we focus on two methods of investing. We're either investing in single-family houses, as I mentioned earlier, or multifamily apartments. Now, there's a lot of other real estate out there. I'm sitting in an RV park. Somebody invested in this RV park. Do we go to RV parks as investors? No. Are we doing long-term care facilities? No. Nursing homes, right? Are we doing storage facilities? No. We focus on residential because there's a fundamental need in our country. And if you've been paying attention to the news at all, you know affordable housing is a hot topic. It's a very hot topic. I found an article. I want to bring this up with you next week that talks about some of the housing out there and some of the issues. And I think this will underscore why if you are not already educated to be a single family investor, you really should get ready. We'll talk about that next week. I got to find the article. Bear with me. If not, we'll just run with what I remember from reading the thing. But single family and apartments, people have to have a place to leave. They have to live. They have to have air to breathe. They have to have the water that's coursing by me here in the river. You know, really cool thing when we were in Yosemite, we stopped over, we pulled over side of the road. There's water bubbling up and we were just looking at this fountain, this source coming out of the ground. And this ranger pulls up and he hops out with these bottles, empty bottles. And he goes down and he fills his bottles. He says, man, I've been doing this for years. My son got excited, ran to the truck, grabbed his water bottle, did the same. Have to have that water, right? And we have to have a place to live. That's why we focus on real estate, single family and multifamily. Now, I think we're coming up on a break pretty soon. I don't want to go too much farther. I will tell you this, the modality, right? The real estate investing course or track that you choose can be determined by a number of factors. I mentioned capital already, right? The amount of dollars, the amount of money you're working with will be a determining factor. The time that you have, right, can play into that. And the market, right? You may have to be willing to invest a little bit farther afield. I talked with a number of investors on the show recently during our trips, one in Arizona, one in California, that are investing across the country because their local market may not make sense, especially here in California. So you need to think about these things. And that modality you choose, single family or apartments, may be and will be determined by those factors. Hey, quick break. Middle of the show. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, coming to you today in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. We're kind of at the southern point of the range, sitting on basically on the banks of the Cuya River. If you hear kind of a rustling sound in the background, that's the river. I've got my doors open today. It's cool. I thought about doing the show outside. I don't know, maybe the next stop, but a really great place to go. Now, we were talking about getting you to your destination, which is financial freedom. This was our destination. This was the reason for the entire trip, was to get to this park to go see the General Sherman Tree. Great, great place, but it's more about the journey than the destination really for us. And I think when you start to go down that path as a real estate investor, you will realize that as well. Yeah, it's great to create that passive income. We got to have that, right? That allows us, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle that allows us to live the lifestyle. But you'll find there's a lot more to this when you begin this journey. And you'll hear a couple more things from me during the course of the show that will help you better understand that. By the way, a big shout out to our investor members that live in Australia. Yeah, did you know, I was just talking about the modality you choose as an investor is important, and it will be determined by a number of factors. One of those is your location. Where are you? Right here I am in California. A lot of our investors, well, they don't invest here. They're investing in single family across state lines in other states, and they're investing passively in apartments. Well, those investors that I know that live in Australia, they've chosen the apartment route. Yes, you can do single family. In fact, I interviewed Peter a couple years ago when he was in the States, and he's chosen to go the multifamily route. He did try single family in the United States all the way from Australia. It's a little more complicated. There's a little bit more to it. If you want to go that route, I am sure you can find a path that can be your destination as well. But I think the farther afield you go, the more ripe, let's say, the fruit is for investing passively in apartments. By the way, for my Australian friends, I was a little bit shocked and surprised. As we've been cruising through California, there's this really big tree, and the bark kind of peels off, and I thought, you know, that looks a little bit like our crepe myrtles in Texas, only this thing is much more massive. And after doing some digging, I figured out that's a eucalyptus tree. They imported those things from Australia into California, I don't know when, years and years and years ago, for landscaping, et cetera. They're monstrous. I had no idea. Now, I don't know if that's what the koalas climb or if maybe there's a smaller variant, but just as an aside, since we're talking about trees and big trees, these things are huge, and they're all over. Something you learn on your journey. At least I did. Let's talk about modalities a little bit more, because we have houses as an option. We have apartments. Now, I want you to understand that those two types of investment product or tools, whatever, they share the same five ways that we make money with real estate. We get our cash flow because we charge a rent to our residents. We pay the fixed expenses, the mortgage, etc., and we keep the balance. That's our cash flow. That's the passive income. That's what you really have to build up to get to financial freedom. Cash flow. You're going to get that on houses. You're going to get that on apartments. You need to review closely. Now, apartments can be a little bit different. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get to that cash flow. We invested in some apartments. They closed in April of this year. Just got an email. First distribution, first dividend, let's call it, is coming out in the first week of October. So while I'm still on this trip, bam, right? So what did that take? About 6 months. Each apartment investment will be different. Cash flow on houses comes a lot quicker. So if you need that cash flow faster, that may be one of your determinants for choosing single family. But they're both going to make cash flow at some point. Equity capture. When we buy right. We find those assets that are distressed, that do need work. And because they need work, we are able to get those at a discount. And we know that we have that community. We have the connections. We know the people that can get the work done well, but at the right price. We'll get it for a little bit cheaper than the guy that pays the retail contractors. So we're able to drive up the value of that property for a lesser price, in essence. And the gap there, let's say I buy a house for $100,000 and I do $50,000 of work. When it's done, when it's fixed up, it's now worth $200,000. These are just numbers I like to use because they're round. But you can see there's a gap between $200,000 after repair value and $150,000 all in, right, plus closing costs. That's equity capture. That's value that I've added back to that property through the process, through the renovations. We see the same thing with apartments. Now, with apartments, we also enjoy something called forced appreciation. We don't see these with our houses. Forced appreciation just says the way apartments are valued is based on the cash flow. And I can affect the cash flow by changing the business model, by running those apartments better, by simply increasing the rents, right? By driving up the cash flow. Maybe I drive down expenses, but when I push up that cash flow, net operating income is what it's called, that drives the value up and can be a massive, massive jump in value. If you buy right, you're buying at a discount, you're getting equity capture, and then you're adding value through forced appreciation by changing the cash flow metrics unique to apartments. But we, other than that, yeah, we share the same five ways we make money. Equity buildup, right? I mentioned paying the mortgage, right? I collect the rent, my resident pays that to me, then I pay the mortgage out of that rent. Effectively, they're paying the rent on my behalf, and every month the principal balance goes down and down and down. I did do a show, I don't know, it's been a number of weeks now. We were in Yucca Valley, I remember that, in near the Joshua Tree National Park. We talked about some of the differences then in single family and multifamily in a little bit more detail. If you want to catch that show, again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, go to the podcast tab. Because there are some differences in how even the principal pay down works in houses versus apartments. Then we have dumb market appreciation. It just happens. And it happens for houses and it happens for apartments and things go up and up. And on average, over 20 years, real estate tends to double in value. You can enjoy that part of the journey as well, pretty passively. You're really not doing anything. And then there are massive tax advantages. These are the five ways that we make money in both houses and apartments, right? That's why we choose residential real estate. That's why we're not just putting our money into the stock market and hoping that it goes up. Yeah, the stock market's done pretty well, but we all know that can turn on a dime. Things can change pretty dramatically. Real estate is pretty tried and true. Many, many people over many, many decades and centuries have gone down this same path, and they've sent back that map. And let's talk about that map, right? We've talked about the destination. We've talked about the modality. How are we getting there? Let's talk about the roadmap. You know, for our travels pulling the RV, I use an app on my phone or on my computer, and I've plugged in things, variables like the height of my trailer, the length, the width, how fast I drive, and it tells me things like, well, if you're starting at point A and you don't want to drive more than five hours, which I don't, right, it'll cast a circle 5 miles, or excuse me, five hours out, so I can plan. All right, I don't want to drive more than 3 hours. All right, this looks like a good campground. It tells me all these things, hazards, heights of bridges, etc. Right, we use an app. For you, the real estate investor, you're going to have to be a little more involved. You're going to have to get an education. You're going to have to learn about that location you're heading towards, that destination. Is it single family or multifamily? That is part of your education, picking that roadmap, right? Am I going to do the map towards passive investing in apartments or the map towards houses, or maybe I'll do both? So is that next stop for you a single family house or apartments? And then if it's a house, well, what's the process? How do I find a rental house? How do I find a distressed property? Well, I've found it. What kind of offer do I make? How do I get under contract? How do I rehab it? You've talked about renovations, $50,000, buying for $150,000 in renovations. Well, what does that look like? That depends on the market. Depends on what other houses in that neighborhood have sold for, what they've rented for, and what they looked like. Right? Those are called comps, comparable sales, comparable leases. We need to know that information to determine how we renovate that property. These are all things that you learn as part of your education. That roadmap and that education, those go hand in hand, right? These are just process questions. The how questions, very easy to handle. We do a lot of that at Lifestyles Unlimited, by the way. We are an education and mentoring group. If you want to know how to do something, you talk to those mentors. They can guide you. You go to the seminars. You learn about the renovation process, what goes into renovating a foundation in Texas, where the foundations shift a lot, what goes into checking on a basement in Tennessee where they have basements. We don't have those in Texas. What does that mean? Right? These are all things I had to learn as I started to look farther afield outside of my native state of Texas. What goes into roofs? All that stuff, right? You can learn. But you do have to go down that path as well and take the time to get the education. Well, how do I do that? You know, I found I'm driving through my neighborhood. Grass is about 3 feet tall in that one yard. Window's broken. Looks like it could be a good opportunity. What do I do? How do I do it? That's your roadmap. That's your education. Those are things we can teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. But there are three more components, because along the way, just like we hit some pretty big hurdles with the RV, you will hit hurdles. You absolutely will. And we talked about that on last week's show. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com to catch those shows there. Flexibility is important. And then who you're traveling with, who is along for the ride. Let's talk about those hurdles. And again, go check out last week's show. I'm just going to repeat the three main components, in my view, that help you successfully manage through any hurdles as a real estate investor. Number one is preparation, right? I equate this to education. It's knowing what could come and knowing what to do if that thing does come, right? Whether it's a fire or a flood or something, you know, those are big things. Maybe it's just something simple like, stove stopped working, right? What do I do, right? Preparation is having the knowledge and knowing what to do and who to do that with. Who do I contact? And if I don't know, this is where team comes into play, especially at Lifestyles Unlimited, because I have mentors. And if I don't know what to do in a situation, I'm going to reach out to that single family mentor. I'm going to say, hey, this thing has happened. I've never encountered this before. Any recommendations, any guidance? And they're going to think, and they're going to say, well, you know, actually, yes, this other member I was just talking with had something similar. Or maybe I've experienced it as a mentor in my lifetime as well. So they'll share that information. They can help you, right? You know, when we were traveling through Arizona, I had a tire blowout. Well, I replaced the tire. Well, that was my one and only spare. We happened to source those tires from a national tire retailer, and we did that on purpose because we know we're traveling a lot. Right? That's kind of my team in that sense. And I said, okay, I just have to get to the next shop. Unfortunately, that was all the way across the California desert. So I'm driving without a tire across a road where it was like a tire graveyard. There were tire bits and parts all on either side of the shoulders. We got there, drove slowly, and I have new tires, right? A couple of them had exploded along the way. This happens, right? But our team was ready. We just had to get to them. And same is for you. Same is true for you. That team is your plumber. That team is your lender. That team is your insurance agent. So if there ever is a fire, we've never had one in 13 whatever years now, you're ready, right? So preparation, team, and then really, really important is your mindset. You have to have a resilient mindset. You can't take it as a defeat. You have to conquer that. You have to go fight that thing, whatever it is. You know, we talked about laugh or cry, and really the laugh just means I'm going to handle this. I'm going to confront it, and I'm going to be done with it and move on. So you will have hurdles. It's how you handle those hurdles that really matters. And then flexibility. Flexibility, I think, helps with hurdles, right? If you can be flexible, if you are ready to shift your plan as needed, right, you can do that. You know, here I am coming to you from the banks of the Kaweah River. That was not my plan. My plan was to do a show about, 300 feet, a little bit, that must be south of here where my RV is parked. I'm not in the RV. There are too many trees for the Starlink to work. The Wi-Fi was not working well at this campground, and I got no cell service. My three ways of connecting to the internet to get through to my producer, to get through to you, weren't working. But I had preparation, right? That's a hurdle. I had prepared, and I had the flexibility. I just got in the truck. I drove down, and now I'm loving it here, just listening to the river flow by. Starlink's working great. I'm in an open field, right? You have to be ready to shift. You have to have flexibility. And that takes a little bit, that goes back to that preparation and thinking about what could happen, what can come, right? And being ready. So for you, the real estate investor, that flexibility may be changing the plan if it's not going according to plan, it's not going well, you're not getting there like you need to. But it could also mean being ready when a different opportunity presents itself. You know, we were single family investors for years. And looking backwards, with hindsight, I regret not having gotten into apartments sooner. Should have been doing both, right? My tip for you. What if I had been just doing apartments and a great opportunity on houses had come along? And I don't know anything about houses. Do I just jump right in? You shouldn't. You should have done the education. You should have built that team, right? That preparation. But you need to be ready. So now I'm ready if a good apartment investment comes along. Still looking at houses. Love houses, but ready for that apartment. In fact, we've gotten into a couple this year. Vice versa, if you're that apartment investor, what do? Oh, you see that house with the 3-foot tall grass, the broken windows? I think this is a good one, but you don't know. You have to be prepared and be flexible and be ready to shift. Maybe have some cash ready to go, right? For my travels here, I always leave gaps. If you look at my plans, I've booked a lot of sites along the way, but I leave a lot of gaps so that we have the flexibility. If we say, hey, I love it here, we're staying at Sequoia National Park for another couple of days, we can. That's flexibility. Good component of any journey, right? So hurdles and flexibility go hand in hand in my view. And flexibility, again, in part comes from education, right? Just knowing what to do if you spot a great opportunity in houses or in apartments or vice versa, right? Or in another market, right? If you've been watching the email blasts. I get email blasts from the Lifestyles Realty team from Tennessee, from Georgia, from the Carolinas, from Kansas, Missouri, Arizona. What do you do when you get that blast, that email that says, hey, I've got this house, this apartments, whatever, looks like a good one. What do you do? Are you ready to move into another market? Well, should you be? I think you should be. There are a lot of great opportunities across the country here. Flexibility, very, very important. Last component, though, I think, and probably most important for a successful journey, is who do you make that journey with, right? For us, traveling started out way back in early August, my son and myself and our dog. Great, great couple of weeks, two and a half weeks just with my son, bonded, right? I homeschooled the guy. We had some rocky roads, but we learned to work together a little bit better on this trip, I think. Then my wife joined us, like I said, in Los Angeles. And my sister flew out from Florida. She met us at the northern part of our trip in Klamath, where we saw the Redwood National Park. Those were our traveling companions, right? For you, the real estate investor, this is your community. Who do you want on that journey with you? As an investor, you know, I'm gonna tell you a quick story. I learned this when we were up at the Redwood National Park. We happened to catch a great tour with one of the rangers, and he told us about these giants, these redwoods. So the sequoias where I sit now, they're a type of redwood. They're really big. They're not quite as tall typically as the coastal redwoods you find up and down the coast here. And the coastal redwoods are interesting. They can grow up to 300 feet tall, not quite as rotund, let's say, not quite as big as wide as the sequoia is, but they're really, really tall. And they have really, really shallow roots. It's amazing. They're only like 12 feet deep. And they're on the coast where they get these winds. They get battered. They get beaten by these winds that come in off the coast, off the Pacific. It's quite windy there. How do they stay standing? It's really interesting. And this is different than the sequoias. Sequoias can stand by themselves. They don't do this. The coastal redwoods underground, deep underground, 12 feet underground where their roots are growing, they grow together. You'll find a stand of redwoods and those roots have grown together and they've interconnected. And they basically anchor on one another. It's fascinating. And that's how they stay standing. And we found a couple of stands of downed trees. And we wondered, before we learned this, why are all these trees down in this one area? If one goes down, right, the interconnectedness is important. The others can as well. And our network at Lifestyles Unlimited, I think, can be viewed similarly to those redwoods that are standing tall, interconnected. We support each other. When we have questions, I reach out to my network. I reach out to my fellow investors. And I want as many successful fellow investors in my camp as I can find. Right? Those are my companions on my journey as a real estate investor. Another tree story, you know, flora and fauna. If you'd ask me, what do you like best? Normally, I'd say fauna, right? The animals. I want to go see the bears. We've not seen one on this trip yet. I've seen a lot of things. But on this trip, it seems to have been more about the trees and the flora. So another story, I learned this in the Sonoran Desert outside of Tucson when we went to Saguaro National Park. Now the saguaros, those are known as the giant cactus. They're not as big as the redwoods, but they can grow up to 40 or 50 feet tall, live not 2,000 years like the redwoods, but you know, pretty good number, 150, 175, maybe as long as 200 years. And let me tell you, they have another tree there called the Palo Verde. And this Palo Verde, it's a tree, it's not a cactus. And it serves as a nurse tree for the saguaro. The saguaro, when it is first coming out of the ground, first couple of years, it cannot survive in its first years without this Palo Verde, without this nurse tree. That nurse tree gives it shade. The desert there is simply too hot for that cactus to make it. And there are too many animals that trample them. It needs this nurse tree. It needs the Palo Verde. And what's interesting is soon that saguaro has outpaced that Palo Verde. It's standing tall. It's huge, hundreds of years old, right? Well, I want to take this back to real estate as well. That's what a mentor can do for you. Can you grow without a mentor? You can. But a mentor will be there to guide you, to help you on your way, right? To make sure you're protected as best they can, right? You have to make your own choices, but they're going to guide you as best they can. So that begs the question to go back to the journey. Who do you want on that path with you? You need a network. You should have a mentor, right? You should have people by your side. Who do you want that to be? There are a lot of mentors out there. Some that were very successful in the last handful of years as the market went up. But think about Lifestyles Unlimited. Not been around for 2,000 years like the Redwoods or the Sequoias, but 35 years, and that's a pretty darn long track record. And I'll tell you what, if you want someone on your journey, I think that's who you want. Someone that's been around for a while. So give that some thought as you set down your path towards your destination. Make it a wonderful and successful journey. Surround yourself with people that can help you along the way. And I think you'll find that at Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on our free workshop to learn more. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.